It's a meeting of two undefeated teams as the Falcons head to San Diego in week three.
We fight today and we win. We defend the dome as we always do. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Atlanta signal caller Matt Ryan has been operating the offense with surgical precision. Ryan has yet to throw an interception and leads the league with 5 touchdowns.
Matt looks, throws, Tony Gonzalez, the touchdown.
San Diego boasts the NFL's best rushing defense, so Ryan will want to look to keep the ball in the air. Top target Roddy White has nearly 200 receiving yards so far.
Ryan takes a snap, moves the pocket left, shoots it end zone, touchdown Roddy White.
Second-year receiver Julio Jones seems poised for a breakout year. Jones had a 2-touchdown performance in week one.
Bringing some heat, Ryan going to throw. Jones, the touchdown on the right side.
16-year veteran Tony Gonzalez provides an option up the middle. The tight end has 2 touchdowns on the season.
Gonzalez and Tony will set it down with a dunk.
Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers has also started off strong in 2012. Rivers has thrown for over 500 yards and 4 touchdowns.
With the pocket collapsing, Rivers escapes, floats it to the end zone, touchdown!
Playing your ass off. Keep it rolling.
Wide receiver Malcolm Floyd has 175 yards on the season and provides a deep option.
Looking and heaves it. Got Malcolm Floyd running with a flag down. He catches it inside the 35, tumbling at the 34.
Backup tight end Dante Rosario had an impressive 3 touchdown performance in week two.
Rivers backpedaling, hoists it to the end zone. Touchdown, Rosario again! Rivers, end zone. Would you believe Dante Rosario again?
Hey, that's 3. That's 3 for you. 89-yard drive. That's a hell of a job. It's a hell of a job.
Rivers will have his work cut out for him against the Falcons' defense that has forced a league-high 7 turnovers, including 3 interceptions against Peyton Manning on Monday night.
Manning looks, going to sail it down the field. It's picked again.
San Diego will need to get the running game going. Ryan Matthews is hoping to return in week 3 from a broken clavicle.
That's a good old-fashioned, not just a good old-fashioned rear-end whipping.
Atlanta has never lost a game on the West Coast under Mike Smith. They will look to continue that streak, while the Chargers will try to go 3-0 for the first time under Norv Turner.